From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. Showers and embedded thunderstorms will move across the VPR listening region in a few waves during the next 24 hours, bringing a general half to 1 inch of rain to the region. Low pressure, currently centered over southeast Ontario, a little north of Toronto, is pulling a warm front northeastward across New York State at the present hour, accompanied by an initial shot of showers. These showers have crossed eastern New York State, including the Adirondacks and Hudson Valley this morning, and are now affecting the Berkshires and southern Vermont. Additional showers are lifting into the St. Lawrence and Richelieu Valleys, and in more scattered fashion across the Champlain Valley into the northern Green Mountains. They'll all spread across the remainder of Vermont and New Hampshire this afternoon, while diminishing in eastern New York. Behind the warm front, the air mass will destabilize, and additional showers and thunderstorms will bubble up later this afternoon, then track eastward. A few of these may produce strong wind and hail over the upper Hudson Valley into northwest Massachusetts and southern Vermont through early this evening. The National Weather Service is monitoring conditions and will issue any statements, watches, or warnings as needed. Later tonight and tomorrow, the cold front trailing from the low-pressure wave will be dragged across the region as the low itself tracks by Montreal to a little north of Sherbrooke late tonight, to near Houlton, Maine by tomorrow morning, and to eastern Nova Scotia by tomorrow evening. The widespread showers will shift south and east during the late night and early morning hours tomorrow, but it won't be until the passage of a secondary cold front during the afternoon that the air really starts to dry and clearing commences. That will be noticeable over far northern sections late tomorrow afternoon, and over the rest of the region tomorrow night. The second half of the weekend looks relatively benign. In the tropics, Tropical Storm Ernesto, which formed a couple of days ago at mid-latitudes over the North Atlantic, is racing northeast at 47.1 north, 32.9 west at 11 a.m. Though still maintaining convection over chilly water for the time being, Ernesto is expected to lose tropical characteristics during the next 24 hours and become a strong frontal low-pressure wave as it approaches Ireland Saturday night. It'll bring some heavy weather to that country and portions of the UK Saturday night and early Sunday. Ernesto is moving to the northeast at about 30 miles per hour, with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour and an estimated central pressure of 1,005 millibars. Elsewhere in the Atlantic, a large tropical wave is approaching the Windward Islands with an embedded broad low-pressure area centered near 11 north, 54 west, along it. Probabilities of further development during the next couple of days, though, are quite low, due to strong winds aloft. Now, back to our region and the short-term details this afternoon. Showers, with a few thunderstorms, spreading east across Vermont and the Berkshires and through New Hampshire, and diminishing in New York. Some storms could bring strong winds and heavy rain. Highs in the 70s north, near 80 south. South to southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. A few producing strong winds and heavy rain this evening, especially south. Lows 58 to 68, coolest in the Adirondacks. South winds near 10 miles per hour this evening, shifting into the northwest and diminishing. Saturday, cloudy to start through Quebec. Showers elsewhere, tapering off in the Adirondacks and north of Route 2 by early afternoon, by mid-afternoon to Route 4, and by evening south of Route 4. Some clearing far north late in the day. Highs ranging through the 70s, northwest winds becoming north near 10 miles per hour. And partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with an eye on the sky.